1st of February 2020, Mark 4:35 to 41. With the coming of evening that same day, Jesus said to them, "Let us cross over the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him just as he was in the boat, and there were other boats with him. Then it began to blow a great gale, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that it was almost swamped. But he was in the stern, his head in the cushion, asleep. They woke him and said to him, "Master, do you not care? We are lost." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Quiet now, be calm." And the wind dropped, and there followed a great calm. Then he said to them, "Why are you so frightened? Have you still no faith?" They were overcome with awe, and said to another, "Who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him." Every one of us will know such situations in which one is, so to speak, washed away by the waves of life, personal or even super-personal events, and where one feels at the mercy of situations and circumstances. The disciples, at any rate, were very frightened by the violent hurricane, and it was probably incomprehensible to them that the Lord could sleep in the boat in such a situation, especially when the boat began to fill with water. But their impression that the Lord would not take care of the resulting distress was wrong. By his word he could calm the storm, and he took the situation to teach them, "Have you no faith yet?" That is what the Lord is all about. He wants us to have security in him in all situations. Just as the winds obey him, he is the Lord of all situations in life, even if they seem dark to us and we think the Lord is asleep because he apparently does not hear our prayers and calls. It is striking that the Lord is very insistent when it comes to questions of faith. Again and again he points out to his disciples that it is faith that sets free the action of God. Faith is, so to speak, the bridge over which God's omnipotence can also unfold concretely. Let us therefore repeatedly ask the Lord to strengthen our faith so that we are deeply rooted in the Lord. Faith is the light of our life. After we have lost to see God like it was in paradise, and only in eternity we will see God as he is. Seen from the seeing in eternity, faith may be dark. Now we look in a mirror and see only mysterious outlines, but then we look face to face. Now I recognize imperfectly, but then I will recognize thoroughly. 1 Corinthians 13:12. As the apostle to the Gentiles explains to us. And yet, faith is a light for us, because God offers this faith to us, and then we can see in faith. We can see in faith, but it is still closed to those who do not believe. If we now walk in this light of faith, then the special presence of God can communicate itself in a completely different way and intensity. Anyone who believes can do everything, it said in Mark 9:23. Or, to put it in other words, the reality of God and his actions become so real for us that this reality shapes everything. All areas of human existence are penetrated and overcome in faith. Whether it is a storm on the lake, our daily affairs, the great questions of life. The light falls on the past, present and future. We can dare to say, the heavenly light dispels the darkness of ignorance and remoteness from God, and we walk in this light on a safe path. Pope Benedict XVI, certainly one of the very wise men, invited again and again to let human reason be enlightened by the supernatural light of faith, so that one can reach a deeper knowledge of God than if one only has a philosophical concept of God. Certainly, faith is a gift, a supernatural virtue. But when God invites us to practice this faith generously, when he exhorts the disciples to believe firmly after all and is surprised at the unbelief of some people, when he specifically mentions the faith of the centurion and presents it as exemplary, when the woman who is bloodied is praised by the Lord because she dared to approach him in faith, then faith is not only God's work in which man is not involved. We are therefore asked to take steps of faith, to anchor our hearts more in God, to dare faith, in which we will then experience that faith actually becomes the normal thing for us. One could almost formulate the opposite. How can one dare to live without faith? In this biblical sense, in the boat, the Lord does not pity the disciples. He is neither indifferent to the disciples, nor does he allow himself to be kept by their fear. No, he quiets the storm and calls the disciples to believe. In this faith, they will accomplish with him all the tasks that come upon them. It is the same with us.
The offertory of today, a part of Psalm 25, says, O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.
Ateh.